Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh my God! Who are these people? Hi.
Hi.
Hello. It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Froggy and Danielle and Scary and Gandhi and Scotty B, Nate, and there's Garrett, and of course there's Dave Brody. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So if I had said anklet, would that have counted as jewelry?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, but still.
But a brooch doesn't.
No.
But they're both
it's
jewelry.
Just a dumb answer.
It's just not that it's not jewelry. It's just a dumb answer.
Yeah.
But I feel like Steve jewelry. Harvey would have accepted.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah, he
have
might
you seen some of those answers on Family Feud lately?
Steve Harvey isn't here today. Yeah. So he's not here
also,
to save you.
The nighttime edition would have had schlong. There's no doubt about it.
1,000%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, but think about it. Daytime. If it was car and you mentioned a really shitty car, they would still give you the answer of a car. So if, even though it's shitty jewelry, it's still jewelry.
Nah, brooch doesn't count.
I know. I love that all the guys are also saying, no, it would be this. I know what women want. Maybe they don't care about a big schlong. They'd rather have a big heart and a lovely personality, Scotty.
And a small dinger?
Yeah. By the way, if you're wondering what we're talking about, you may have no clue because we didn't tell you because no one here knows how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is recap a really shitty game we had on our show today. Yeah. The only good thing about that game was Diamond. She's a great host. I'm starting to turn around with that. The question was, well, whatever. The answer was jewelry. But
Nate entered with brooch. We just feel like that's so timed out.
But it's technically jewelry, and I feel like the argument should just stop there. It's technically jewelry.
Oh, yeah. Prince Albert on your penis is jewelry.
Right. That is true.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then they asked they asked 100 women, what is the best quality you'd like in a guy? What is a quality that you want to find in a guy? And then Scotty B answered schlong.
No, I didn't.
Or someone said schlong. Nate said schlong, and it was not there.
So Nate's answers today were schlong and brooch.
Right.
Both great answers.
Please don't wear your brooch on your schlong. It might hurt.
I assumed schlong would be on there, but the women spoke.
I think we all assumed.
They were the people we asked, and so therefore they win.
Mm. Yes, they lied and said sense of humor.
Can we ask the ladies then? I mean, is that important in a man, or doesn't it matter?
A schlong?
Well, like, in a man.
I would like them to have one.
Well, you know what I mean.
Hi, but little lady, I don't have a dick.
Right? I love how all the guys are entering.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to have good size. You don't want like a teeny weeny that you can't see.
Sure. I think it's great, sure. But it's not something that is at the forefront of like, oh, if you had to build a guy, what would he have? I would not say
like where would it fall? Dinger. Like in like 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th place or like top 3?
No, definitely not even top 3. I'm a little person. That stuff can be damaging. If it's too big, like, get away from me with it. I'm middle of the road, above average. That's fine. But, you know.
So they can't be too big? Because I thought wieners were like bank accounts. Like, there's no such thing as being too big.
No, they are not.
No.
See, this is where you guys are all led astray.
Guys are
no
crazy.
Way.
Sorry.
I didn't say anything.
Did any of you guys ever read the book by Steven Tyler's ex-wife? And that, I mean, I think it's the wife that unfortunately passed away a while ago. But speaking of wieners, when she wanted a bracelet that she had seen in the window at a store, he surprised her one night by putting the bracelet around his wiener so that when they were in bed together, he's like, surprise!
Aww,
there was
sweet.
The bracelet on
That's romantic.
Wiener.
What a gift, what a gift
humor.
Giver.
That's
Very
a good
romantic.
One.
Was the bracelet tight on his wiener?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I contend men are more obsessed with each other's wieners than women are about their wieners.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure.
Yep.
I totally believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like when we meet you, we're going to say, hey, do you have a big wiener? And if you say no, we're going to say, well, forget it.
Right.
I don't know. I've overheard girls at brunch talking about the size of guys' things. And I'm like, really? It matters that much?
Nate, maybe it's just an individual thing. I think that's what they're trying to say.
It's
maybe
also all relative.
Maybe that was just a brunch full of queens. We don't know. Yeah.
I mean, you have two other girls out there that you could ask, too. Diamond
well,
and Sam could
here.
Chime in.
Diamond, come in
Diamond,
here.
Diamond, Sam.
Sam, Diamond, yeah, but, run.
Come in here.
I don't understand why you have to ask them. I think they pretty much have already given us their answers.
But it's all relative. Just, if you put mine on a guy that's 7 foot tall, like, it's going to look really little. But if you put mine on, like, a really shorter guy, it's going to look at regular size. Like,
I would say call Scary's girlfriend, but clearly it doesn't matter.
Okay, so Sam and Diamond are in here. Does schlong size matter to you?
I will say it can't hurt, but there was a gentleman
God,
with...
It
oh, it can hurt.
It can hurt in that way. But there was a gentleman I was with once with an extremely impressive schlong, and it was not a very impressive evening. Like, it doesn't take care of everything. You know what
good.
I mean?
Good
it
answer.
Only checks one box.
Exactly.
Hello.
Ew. The question really was, Diamond, if you're building a guy, how important, where do you put schlong size on that list?
Top 10,
okay.
But not top 5.
There you
okay.
go.
See, right. that's like, fancy. Yeah. There you go.
So number 6.
No. Maybe like, but see, this is the thing. Because if you say that you don't care about size and then it's like the size of my pinky, I'm going to be pissed.
No, but that's what we're saying. So, you know, of course, you want something that's great, but we don't want, like, something giant that's
oh,
going to
no,
attack
no, no.
us.
I don't want anything that's going to
so
kill
me. So it can't be Sharpie schlong. That's
you
no
don't
good.
Want an anaconda?
No, I don't.
No.
The thing is, unfortunately, pop culture obsesses over it. Like, look at the one of the biggest songs on the radio, Need to Know by Doja Cat. She wants to sleep with a guy not knowing anything about him other than the fact that she heard from a friend of a friend that his was a 10 out of 10.
I know, but
so
again,
she wants to sleep with him just because of
it's
that.
An individual thing. Everyone's different. And I think that's what we're... If you just think that way, then there's no question about it.
And good
no
D,
answer.
Like Sam said, doesn't necessarily mean it has to be giant. It's also about the way you deliver the goods to someone.
Oh.
Yeah, but so, you got to be able to feel that, you know...
Talk about a diamond.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you got to know that it's there. So, you know.
That's it can't be like mini penny, you know.
It's not how big it is, it's how you use it.
Yes. Right.
And then everyone talks about big D energy, because like it's about, is that really physically about that, or is it about the energy around a person that's like a having?
It's the energy. You got to have that energy, but also don't have too much energy and then you're catfishing me because then there's nothing, you know what I mean? Without saying that, my dad might be listening. I don't know. Sorry, Daddy.
Oh, my mom's watching.
But how would you know before you even like if you ask the guy, hey, how's your penis? And then he tells you, and then you get into bed. You get into bed with him and he's not as big as he said, but he's decent. What are you going to do? Kick him out?
I'm just going to say, well, somebody was a catfish. My pictures are edited and your energy is. So it is,
you know? Damn.
That was profound.
Hey, you know what? Pictures
and energy have been edited.
Hold on. Have any of the ladies in this room, have you ever liked a guy, started to get with him, and it was too small and you walked out?
Yes.
Or left?
No. Oh. Hello.
Elvis, go on.
Do tell.
I said enough. So you pretty much just did.
My answer is no. I've never experienced the extra teeny.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam just walked back in.
Player two has entered the chat.
Sam. I did experience that, and I strongly considered it. But I stuck around, and he gets a blue ribbon award, and it was an A for effort kind of situation. He did what he could.
Wow. Wait, don't some guys say what they lack in length, they make up in girth?
They say it.
That was not his case.
Okay.
That's what Greg used to say that.
Sam, name him.
He was hung like a pancake.
Wait, if that's the case, Nate says he has a small one all the time.
It's
then.
Adequate, is what I would call it. It's adequate.
I know, but it's connected to you, so it's not really.
Aww.
Wow.
That's sad.
All right, I'm just going to tap out.
Put everything here.
Are we done?
Pretty much. Have been for quite some time.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay. Bye.
No, we're not leaving yet.
Oh, we're
not.
Oh,
how much time do we? How much time have we been?
Does the size of the podcast matter, ladies?
Where are we on the timer?
We've got a considerable amount of time left.
Oh, geez, that felt like forever.
I don't want to give an exact minute.
What do you want to talk about, Nate? Go.
No, I'm.
I think we've climaxed, is what Nate is saying.
That was a climax, so that was pretty fucking lame.
Go on, Nate.
What do you want to talk about? Go.
I don't have anything to say after saying I'm adequate.
Can I ask a question of the gentleman?
That's all you have to contribute?
Yeah. Huh. What?
If you guys were building a wife, what is important to you on
a
that
big
list?
Dick.
Is vagina size super important?
I don't want to be a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh my God!
I mean, you asked.
Can we end it now? Can we end it now?
No, you can't end it on that. No, somebody else give an answer.
Just go, Nate. If you don't want to be here, we don't want you here. Get out of here.
You know what, then? Then I think, you know, Froggy loves all these porn stars. I think he would be disappointed. Because I think that if you got with a porn star who's had a lot of it, you would be a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I don't want to get with him permanently. Like, I'm perfectly happy with what I have. I
mean, did you say permanently?
Yeah, permanently. Yeah, I did say that.
Temporarily.
I think sense of humor is very, very important. Mm-hmm. Extremely important.
Intelligence, very, 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 very important.
These are good ones, guys.
People, security, high security, and the, you know, sense of
like they're packing
self,
like a gun.
No, self esteem and self worth. High on that.
How about honesty? That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah.
What about boobs? Where's boobs fit in on the list? Where'd I get that? That needs to be like 7 or 8, like Diamond
Try
was.
Try not to be shallow.
I don't want to be superficial, but I mean, there has to be, you have to be attracted to them first, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
physically. I think that's very true.
Yeah.
It stands for both sexes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like a brunette.
Give me humor. Humor.
Elvis, please say something.
This is awful.
I think you lost him at hot dog down a hallway.
No, that brought me back. That was clever from Frog. Very nice.
Cool. Okay, I think we're done now.
I tried.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. 904.
Oh, you're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.